Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Good morning, everybody, and it is a good morning. It's beautiful here in Florida, a little bit of overcast wherever you are. I hope it's as pretty as well. And if you're listening through AM 1170, The Answer, or 96.1, good morning to you. I know it's very early. But even though it's early, I wish that you'll take the time to pick up the phone and call us, Irina and I. Bring you the greatest information every week. But the most important information is what you need to hear for yourself. What do you, your family, or anybody else need to learn about? We're here to help you. No judgment. Look good, feel good, and have great sex. That's what we're talking about. Number is 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824, and that's how you can get to us. Today, good morning, sweetheart. I'm glad you're here with me.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
We're going to do some neat things today. Today's program is going to always, we have a topic, you and I, and today's topic is going to be some not-so-cool things that people do. And it started off really, you know, you sometimes wonder, where do we come up with the concept of a program? You know, where does a host come up with a concept? Of course, look good, feel good, have great sex, anything in health really goes. But we try to always bend it towards natural medicine. But this concept came up kind of interesting. It'll be kind of fun for those listening. And you can somehow chime in. And we'd love you to call in and weigh in on what things you might have done through your life that are, in essence, somewhat stupid, but hopefully never did you any harm. You had read an article on somebody doing something, I don't even recall, that started me saying, oh, yeah, let's talk about this kind of stuff on the show. Do you recall that article?
Yeah, it was an article about a gentleman that ended up with a brain infection from cleaning his ears with a Q-tip.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a little guilty of that, actually.
Well, everyone does, and I don't want people thinking, oh, if you clean your ear with a Q-tip, you're going to end up with an infection. There was something about that that really stood out, and it was a little bit even more dumb. What did he do? I mean, just didn't clean his ears and get an brain infection.
Well, the piece of the Q-tip, I guess, stayed in his ear canal, and it ended up developing into abscess, and then he got a brain infection from that.
All right. So to make you aware,
I just wanted to say it took a while until he seeked the treatment. You know, I think he ended up with seizures and headaches and, you know, vomiting. So that was a time period that he just ignored the symptoms, I guess. I don't know what he was thinking.
So the dumb part of this
was, it could have been caught much earlier if he went just to the doctor and say, hey, I have this ear, fullness or aches, or, you know, any doctor or practitioner would look in the ear and would see that there is a Q-tip there long before it.
Well, I mean, there is a couple things that really made what he did dumb, and he deserves the reward for it. Not putting a Q-tip, people do that. You know, I shouldn't put it in too deep. One of the tricks that you should always know with a Q-tip is always to wind it tighter with your fingernail and lock it down with your fingernail. It's hard to demonstrate over the radio, but basically just take your fingernail and turn it, let's say, clockwise, and that will tighten it down. You know, having the bacteria in the ear, there's always, and getting piece knocked off and not going to someone, a doctor, to take it out was ridiculous. And of course, if the bacteria grows around, it could become an abscess, and that does communicate with the brain. Oh, well. So things that everyday stupid stuff we do is what the program is about today. When we come back, Mike, my board operator and producer today, will ask him the dumbest thing he's ever done. We'll start with him, and then we'll talk about a lot of different things. 855 Dr. Mitch is our number here, 855-376-4824. You want to text yours in? You don't want us to know who you are? That's 561-789-1588. 561-789-1588. CRN1 Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM. We'll be right back with a whole great program for you.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We all do stupid things every day, I think. I certainly do. I don't know about my wife, but Irina, the nurse practitioner on the other line with me, but I do. And today's the day to own up to it and basically realize some of the things we do and some of the things we ignore can lead to some serious medical consequences. And it'll be kind of a fun show. But you can call about anything you like. We have no judgment. We're here to help you. At 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. And, of course, text your question to 561-789-1588. Now, Mike, our board operator, I'm going to give you a chance to really come clean in your life now of something you've done that was stupid that you know could have had a medical consequence, or it did. And we're going to let you go first. So you're up, Mike. Go. What do you got?
I appreciate that, Dr. Mitch. Well, this is not only something dumb medically, but something dumb financially as well. I really, ever since I was a little kid, I hated going to the dentist. It was the worst thing in the world was to go to the dentist and sit in the chair and have him poke and prod and scrape all those ghastly tools they use. And the older I got, I would go every maybe 2-3 years, and I put it off. But finally, and I have really good teeth. I've never had a cavity before. But when I'd finally go after about a 3-year layoff, I went in there and they're like, look, you need to get these pockets cleaned out. Otherwise, you're going to have some serious gum issues. And because you've been lax with cleaning, this is going to be a $2,000 dental experience. And
so, oh, my God.
For all of you people out there, I know it's not fun having being gouged and poked and whatnot in that dentist chair. But please go to the dentist every 6 months and you'll save yourself a lot of guff when it comes to your teeth as well as your wallet.
Yeah, you're right, man. That's a kind of interesting. And you know what? I don't know anyone. Even the dentists themselves don't like themselves. They have the highest suicide rate of any of the professions. So
when that tells you something.
I guess, that sound, that zzzz, and that Mr. Thirsty thing, Mike, they put in your mouth, that goes. That really is enough to make anyone want to vomit. And then, of course, I watched the movie. You're probably too young. Did you ever watch the movie Marathon Man? Have you ever seen that?
I have seen Marathon Man, yes.
Yeah. And then every time I go to my dentist, well, one of the line.
Hold on. I haven't seen it. What is that about?
Okay. Marathon Man is about a misunderstand. Well, anyway, a guy from a German a Nazi doctor. Hid his diamond somewhere. I'm just going over it. And then he gets people in the dentist chair. He thinks he's got the person that knows, but it's actually the brother. And he keeps asking, is it safe? Meaning, is it safe to go get his diamonds? And he's drilling into the root of this guy's tooth while he's screaming. He really didn't know the answer to it. It was with Dustin Hoffman, if I remember correctly. I may have the movie a little bit. But, every time I see my dentist, who's a great guy, he happens to be German, I always ask, is it safe before I start? He doesn't find amusement like I do in it, Mike. But I like it anyway.
Yes, it's a great movie, actually. Good shout out. William Goldman wrote the script on that. Dustin Hoffman, and of course, Laurence Olivier's last movie.
Yeah, it was one of the best. If you haven't seen it, you should see it. About 90, and then you'll never go to a dentist again.
I am not going to watch it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Anyway, take Mike's heed. Do get your dental things checked because $2,000, it would have been nothing. $2,000's nothing in comparison to losing all your teeth. And 50% of the population has gingivitis and or worse, which is periodontitis. It goes from a gum inflammation to full-blown bone inflammation. If you do, you'll lose your teeth. It's the number one cause of loss of teeth. 20 everyday things we're going to talk about dangerous to your health, things that people do that are really dangerous to your health. You want to weigh in on it, 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. And if you just want to text, 561-789-1588. So let's talk about something that lots of young people are doing now, and that's piercing. Facial piercing. Now, it goes from one in the tongue to over the eye and, in the nose, in the lip. I got it. And it's your expression of how you are and so forth. It's not for me personally, but I mean, you have to be aware that you can disrupt the trigeminal nerve. If a guy makes the mistake that's doing it, who obviously is not an anatomist or female that does the piercing, and you hit the trigeminal, the fifth facial nerve, you'll have pain your entire life, especially if it causes neuropathy. You can become dizzy. You can lose loss of balance. You can have eye misalignment from doing something like that. On top of it, you have to remember, if you have any feel for the non-traditional medicine, or actually the traditional medicine of the East, in acupuncture, by putting a needle into certain areas, you affect certain meridians, and those meridians may lead to something else. So piercing should be thought about several times before you do it. I'm glad you don't have all piercings on. I don't like them personally. That's my thing. What do you think?
No tattoos, no piercings for me. Thank you.
And not for me either. Mike, any piercings on you, man, that you have?
I was told by my lovely mother that if I ever came home with a tattoo or a piercing, that I would not be invited back. And I love her carrot cake too much. So no tattoos or piercings for me.
Yeah, good.
It works.
Threaten
your kids.
Moms have a great influence on our children. And matter of fact, in your area, Mike, sounds like your mom is a very bright woman. How about being too skinny? Now, there are people who have, of course, body dysmorphic syndrome. They look in the mirror and they go, oh, my gosh, I'm thin, but I'm not thin enough. And there are some who want to become so skinny so those genes stay on. That's another one pretty much that people realize that if you're going to do a lot of being skinny, it's a dumb thing to do eventually. We know that inside. I know there are diseases, mental problems and problems that make us think that, you know, being thinner is better. But being thinner is never definitely better. At some point, there's malnutrition that's associated with it. There's not enough covering that you can't keep the heat in your body. So being too thin is a problem. Now, you counsel so many people as a nurse practitioner in weight. I know you do that. But do you feel that way, too? At some point, too skinny is too skinny?
Right. But most of my patients actually are perimenopausal, postmenopausal women that gain some of the weight, you know, after having children, after going through these hormonal changes. So I counsel them, and I don't think I've ever had a patient that would be going overboard and trying to get too skinny.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good, because there are problems like that. One other thing, we're talking about things that are dumb that we do, but some of them we don't even know. There are people that use, now this I did not know. I'm going to tell you right up front. I did not know this, but over laser printing can be damaging. Did you know that? I had no idea.
I didn't know that, and we have a laser printer here in our house.
If you over laser print, it gives off a cloud pretty much of chemical, and it does damage the lung. As par on smoking cigarettes.
I did not know that.
So if you do a lot of laser printing, see, now you do it remotely because we have that
Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi system. So it prints by the time you get here, the cloud's gone, and probably you're poisoning our dog or cat or something. But as far as being around it and doing a lot, that's a problem. I would have never, ever, ever thought about that. One more. I know we're going to get close to a break here. How about tying your tie too tight? Now, I don't like to tie my tie, but there are people that tie a tie. They think they look better the tighter the knot. Well, guess what happens? You're choking off the carotid arteries. You're choking off the veins that drain the neck. Not so smart. You know, you think about this, but these are things that we do. Tie it tight till it looks good. I don't even like to put anything around my neck, except your hands when you're mad at me. That scares me, and that, of course, can make you sick. Dr. Mitch coming back with lots more. Weigh in on what things you've done that are dumb at 855-DR-MITCH, or you can call about any question to look good, feel good, and have great sex. 855-376-4824. Come on. Good morning, America. CRN One Talk Radio, and, of course, those in San Diego, you're up. So give us a call, 8 a.m., 1170, and the answer, or 96.1. I'm Dr. Mitch. We'll be right back after these messages. I'm waiting for your call.
Thank you. Welcome to your island home away from home at Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Relax and unwind on 11 acres of tropical gardens by the whale-shaped pool or in a beachfront cabana. Enjoy your favorite ocean activities, culture activities, and free nightly entertainment. A perfect setting for weddings, honeymoons, family vacations, or just a weekend getaway. Experience Aloha at its best at Hawaii's Most Hawaiian Hotel. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com and let us welcome you and your ohana to ours.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body, and oh my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles. You can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code FLASH, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FLASH.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Dr. Mitch, Irina with me, of course. We talk, look good, feel good, have great sex. And our number here is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. We're on CRN 1 Talk Radio every Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 11 Pacific, 1 to 2 Eastern. But on Sundays, we're very privileged to be all over San Diego, AM 1170 The Answer, or 96.1 FM. And yes, I know it's early in the morning, but hey, we get up. I'm having my coffee. I know you're waking up in California, so I'm glad that you're there. And Jean just called Irina from Escondido and asked if there are any natural substances in a postmenopausal woman to increase their libido. Now, for people that are listening, some say, well, what is libido? I know that everyone has different idea. Libido is the interest. In other words, do you have interest in sex? It's not the performance factor. That's different. So men who are listening and say, oh, yeah, I've got the libido, man, I can do it. No. Libido is your interest. Your performance is a whole other physiologic mechanism. Although testosterone is mainly libido, other things help for blood flow and things of that nature, which is a question of another sort. To answer Jean's question, the thing that you want to do is, as we go through Jean life, the very first hormone that breaks off in the 30s tends to be progesterone. And that's why women start to have difficulty sleeping in the late 30s, early 40s, and 50s. Once you start going through menopause itself, then of course when the ovaries are not working any longer, both estrogen and specifically testosterone begins to break off. For those listening going, testosterone in a female and estrogen in a male, yes, we all have the hormones of each other, just in different quantities. They all do pretty much the same, but in different quantities. And every single cell in the human body has a receptor for estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. So when we think of, you know, do we really need this as we get up in life or get older? The answer is absolutely, because if you think that God put a receptor on every single cell in our body, there's a reason for that. So an increased libido in a male or female, we need to increase testosterone. So to do it in a natural supplement, that Gene, you were asking, the number one thing that will work are what we call the youth precursor hormones. Now, the youth precursor hormones, when you were 25, females up to age 32, which kept the wear and tear of the body much less than the repair, were called two things. The first one, which comes directly from cholesterol, is called pregnenolone. And the other one that comes right from pregnenolone is called DHEA, or dehydroepiandrosterone. These two are the ones that stimulate the ovaries and somewhat of the adrenal glands that hold still some potential for the sex hormones to work properly as we get older. And if we want to repair well, then we need to have both of them. As a matter of fact, if you look at DHEA alone, which is the number one circulating hormone in our body, precursor hormone, that is, we will find, and you will find, Gene, that it is, as it breaks off, life ebbs as well. If you look at the mouse and rat studies in it, we can almost predict when that rat will die just by watching DHEA levels. And in women, once the DHEA levels become a certain low number, then you're going to end up with the same thing in the next 6 years. You're pretty much 60% more likely not to be here from any disease. Anything could cause the demise of that individual. So we want to keep that high your whole life. So going back to your question, how do I get a libido back and not use the actual testosterone? I think that was where the question was that was given to me by Mike. So the answer to that would be use a combination of DHEA and pregnenolone. Now, if you look on the website at imconsult.us, you'll see a product there called Max Vitality. I made the product to come together that both of these things are together in one capsule. If you take it every day or 6 days a week with the permission of your doctor, of course, you may find that within a short period of time, you could get your libido back. Will it be as great as taking actual testosterone? No. But to answer your question, it will keep you young and youthful. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back. Gene, did I answer your question? If I didn't, call Mike back and tell him what else you have in your head, and I'll be glad to address it on the next segment. Our number here is 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824, or text to 561-789-1588. Be like Gene. Give us a call. CRN1 Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dr. Mitch, and we will be right back.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Avengers Endgame is finally here. After the devastating events of Avengers Infinity War, the universe is in ruins. With the help of the remaining allies, the Avengers assemble once more in order to restore order to the universe. It's certainly been a fun ride for Don Cheadle's War Machine.
This has been a very interesting ride and a lot of fun. And to be this many movies in and to still be changing and to still have new stuff to do, it's just been really exciting.
Avengers Endgame, rated PG-13. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
CRN listeners, when you you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal, marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it. You could junk it. Or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Dr. Mitch here with Irina. And, of course, we're talking how to look good, feel good, have great sex. And our number here for any question you have is 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. You can also text the 561-789-1588. And we do have a text, Irina. So I thought we would take this one and see what you think. So I'll read it to you. Hi, Dr. Mitch. How can I have my period? How's that possible? My last blood test showed no estrogen. I'm 54 years old. This is the second month I've had bleeding for at least a day, like a normal period. I did have some symptoms like tender breasts and backache week prior to my bleeding. Seems odd to bleed again after about a year of no period. So what could be going on? Why could it be going on is the question she's asking and what needs to be looked into. So go ahead. What do you want to say first?
Did she say that she checked her hormone levels?
She said a while ago she checked. She had no estrogen at that time, you know.
Okay, well, she should definitely have all her hormones checked again.
Yeah, I would agree.
And I would think probably an ultrasound of her uterus would be appropriate to make sure there is no overgrowth of something like endometriosis or cysts and stuff like that.
Yeah, which certainly sounds like it's pretty, like, it's almost cyclic again. The other thing is, if you've been taking any material, in other words, if you've been taking estrogen or progesterone supplementally, I don't have that in this text, or if you've been taking large doses of DHEA or something like that, you may have basically woken up the body again a little bit, and it's come back. But for no question, postmenopausal bleeding needs to be looked into. So, yes, you should get your hormones checked, as Irina said. That's easy to do. And the other thing is to get a pelvic ultrasound, both transabdominally, which they use the one across your lower pelvis on your abdomen, and intravaginally, what they'll do is the probe goes into the vagina and it can view very clearly the ovaries and the uterus. Lots of times postmenopausal women, you want to make sure there's no thickening of the myometrium. That's a way of saying no thickening of the lining of the uterus. It shouldn't be. It might be a little bit. And of course that there are no fibroids in there that would also be bleeding. And it's a simple test. It's harmless. It's not dangerous, and it's certainly not very uncomfortable, but it will give you a ID as to what exactly is going on and why you would have postmenopausal bleeding. It's you probably nothing, especially since it's cyclic. Now, if it was at any time, I'd have more concern, but the fact that it's being cyclic, coming 1 month and then again the next month, about 28 days later, and then another, sounds like you're coming young again, but let's check and make sure. Thank you so much for your text. Dr. Mitch here with Irina at 855 Dr. Mitch. That's 855-376-4824. Call us as a couple have done this morning, or text us. That's great. Our text number is 561-789-1588. And you could see that we talk pretty much about anything when it comes to health, and we'll always be bent towards the natural way of doing it. And which you may not know, I've trained thousands of physicians in integrative medicine, natural medicine, wrote the only textbook on IV nutritional medicine, and basically have hundreds of physicians that see me directly as their doctor, and because they're looking for another way, and we're going to give that to them. Today's theme is about things that are a little over the top we do that are sometimes in the dumb category, and it's easy to fix. Being dumb and stupid is very different than being ignorant. Ignorant means you don't know. But once I tell you, you do know, you might want to change. For example, showering 4 or 5 times a day isn't healthy for you. Well, yeah, there are people that do it.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Don't they have a job?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's perfectly okay. You need to remove the dead cells, and it's good to exfoliate. I agree, and wash your face a couple times a day. But there are people that continually do that, and they're going to literally cause more bacteria in their skin, and they're going to take off the good layer and going to make them more susceptible to skin diseases. So, you know, once a day is enough with a non-harsh, non-bacterial. Remember, don't use any bacterial soaps on your skin. That's important. Also, when you do your laundry, some don't realize doing a cold water laundry may not kill the bacteria. So make sure that you use the right temperature for your water. You use a good detergent so that, you know, that definitely helps.
What do you mean good detergent?
Well, I mean just a detergent. You know, sometimes in your whites that we put Clorox in or one of those things. Obviously, you could see I don't do laundry very often.
Like, how do you do laundry, Dr. Mitch?
Don't ask. I don't remember the last time I did. I wouldn't. I probably would probably put the water all over the floor when I was
you
done.
You would mix white
or
and
suds.
Blacks and then put bleach in it.
And then suds, and the suds would be all over the floor. It would be one of those, like, YouTube things,
but
for sure.
No, what I wasn't asking is the stuff that has all the nice smelly things. That's not necessarily good for you, is it?
No, not always.
And the fresheners, the softeners.
Yeah, they're not great. You know, you need to be careful on those and not to use too much of those and things like that. I think that's important too. So if you're going to do it, I mean, we use, interesting, in our house, we have this thing that one of our patients gave us that actually ozonates the water.
Right.
and it kills the bacteria in the water.
And it makes it smells good.
Smells good, and you can use cold water. That's different. It's a special unit. One day I'll have Joel on to talk about it, because it's kind of neat. You can freshen the water, kill the bacteria, and still use cold water. You don't have to use detergent on that either,
right?
Wow. Does it really work, sweetheart?
I hope so.
Well, my clothes look clean. I'm going to bet it
looks
is.
Clean. I don't know. We didn't look under the microscope if we're killing the E. coli in it.
Yeah, that's crazy. So people think about brushing their teeth right after eating instead of letting the residue sit there and build up. That's what everyone thinks. Brush right away.
I didn't know this.
Everyone thinks that. However, the acids in the food will soften the enamel of the teeth and make them more sensitive. So brushing them in that state could be incredibly destructive. So if you feel you have to have clean teeth, it should be before you eat. Who knew?
Did you notice?
No.
I didn't know that.
Who knew you should brush before? I got to get a dentist on one time, because if they say the wrong thing, I'm never going to them.
Oh, that's right. Let's
brush after a while. Don't leave it on. You don't want to knock off the, you don't want the acids to get there. Anyway, we only have 30 seconds. We'll come back for the break. 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824. Give us a call or text me to 561-789-1588. Come on, everyone. CRN One Talk Radio. And awaken everyone in San Diego. AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM. I'm waiting for your call. Dr. Mitch, be right back.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. That's 800-716-9903.
Ron Maniloff has lived through decades of hot, sunny weather. Visits to his dermatologist to remove skin cancers, called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, were routine.
I've been living with CSCC for the past 30 years. They always showed up as dry patches on my face. I never thought it was anything to worry about until they started to get bigger and spread.
Every year, an estimated 700,000 people are diagnosed with CSCC, the second most common type of skin cancer in the U.S. Although readily treatable when caught early, CSCC can turn deadly in advanced stages, and in the southern half of the U.S., deaths from CSCC may outnumber deaths from melanoma.
I had never seen such rapid, invasive growth in my life. It was terrifying. People need to be proactive in asking their doctor questions and learning about all available treatments.
CSCC is caused by a lifetime of sun exposure, among other factors. Learn more at skincancerquestions.com. This report is brought to you by Regeneron and Sanofi.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Mitch, you're talking. Hey, about you, how to feel better, look good, you know, all that kind of good stuff with Irina, my wife and nurse practitioner. We bring you the best of information every Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 2 Eastern, 10 to 11 Pacific. And, of course, we're joined on Sundays early in the morning, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 Eastern, with our friends at AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM, which, of course, is all throughout San Diego area. Good morning, California. The individual texted back about, said that who was having the post-menopausal bleeding, that she started taking DHEA about 3 months ago? And the answer is it's probably making you young again. And that's why you're seeing the cyclic periods that you're having. And I'm not saying that you need to stop it. What I'm saying is we still need to do exactly what Irina said, and that is the pelvic ultrasound, which probably going to be perfectly normal, but it still needs to be done for just to make sure. And also, we want Irina to do, as she said, to do your blood test for the hormones. I think if you get that, you're going to be very satisfied. And if you don't want to be so youthful, you can cut down the amount of DHEA that you're taking. That would do good, too. Give us a call, like our text. Text at 561-789-1588. Or if you're not shy, give us a call at 855-DR-MITCH. Don't be afraid. We have no judgment at all on this show. We're here to help you. 855-376-4824. We're talking about things that we do that aren't so bright for ourselves. And some of them, obviously, you didn't realize, like the brushing the teeth right after you eat. You would think that would be good. They're saying don't do that because it actually removes the enamel from the teeth. More so, you should wait a little while or brush your teeth prior to eating. Another is giving our kids, you know, all those vitamins in the chewable vitamin C's, et cetera. They taste delicious.
The gummy bears, you mean?
Yeah, the ones with vitamin C or the vitamin C. Now, I sometimes will, in the office, I'll suck on 1,000 milligram vitamin C made from Acerola. That's delicious. I mean, of course, they put sugar in it. It's delicious.
It's sour. I had it the other day. It's a humongous.
It's a humongous sour one. I love the taste of it. The problem is these are bad for the teeth, and they can remove the enamel, increase cavities. So if you're going to do that, make sure you at least rinse your mouth out with some water afterwards. It makes sense. Another thing that we do that really doesn't make over sense is we check our phones so often, it's not even funny. We're worried about a text coming in or a new email. We didn't get it.
Right.
Well, hey, you're looking at me like saying, like, I do that, right? I do that
all the time.
I do, but you know,
like, it's insane. I have to tell you, just leave the phone alone.
Yeah, but as a physician, I'm concerned about the patients calling me. No. Don't do that. Yeah, stuff. See, that's a wife doing that. Yeah, stuff. I got it. But the truth is, that's what I'm always worried. It's not like I'm thinking. But
I know, but you don't have to check it like every 30 minutes. So every 3 hours, you check it. I mean, if the patient is a critical patient, to go to the ER anyway.
All right. I get what you're saying. But, you know, I do try to make sure that I get back to everyone. Right. Anyway.
Yes. You give all your patients your cell phone. That's why you're such an amazing doctor, because they can always get to you. And that's great.
And I appreciate it. By the way, if you're listening, and even if you're in San Diego, you want to get to us and you have a question, you could do it. All you got to do is go to the website. imconsult.us. That's imconsult.us. imconsult.us. You can ask a question there. By the way, all the shows are archived there, right?
So we don't. Yes.
And you can listen to whatever parts you miss. Well, there's something about a dull job. Now, I know my job's not dull, never has been. Thank God. I love getting out of bed. And there's something about getting out of bed with a purpose and enjoying it. But dull jobs basically are detrimental to people's health, they have found. Yep. That dull jobs can easily lead to heart irritation and heart health and issues. So that's
part. That makes sense. If you do something that you don't find any purpose in doing and you do it day after day for years, you know, I know people that work at the same place for like 30, 40 years, so they don't really love that job.
Right, and that's true. They don't love their job, and they just don't have good health. They don't have that smile or that good, you know, footing in their life.
Well, you spend a lot of time at work.
I do, and I love it.
Well,
I
mean, not just you, everybody.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
People spend a lot. So you,
more
if
time.
If you don't like what you do, it's really depressing, I think.
I mean, figure we spend some time traveling to work, anywhere from, let's say, 10 minutes to an hour to get to work, most of us, then 10 minutes to an hour getting back, and 8 hours in work. We should like the people we work with and the jobs that we do, no question. If not, there's no question that your stress levels will lead to disease entities. Listen, the fast food salads, I hate to tell you, well, yes, they happen to be worse than the burgers. People also don't understand that. You know, I'm going to eat good today. I'm going to go to a fast food place. I'm going to eat a salad.
I know. I love this picture. Okay, let's talk about this picture.
So the burgers, for example, If you take, for example, like a Wendy's spicy chicken Caesar salad, it has more calories and more fat than a pretzel bacon cheeseburger. So that, you know, we think that we're trying to do something. We may not. The truth is the best salad's the organic one, the one you take from home. It's the organic salad that you put on some good organic dressing if you want, and it doesn't have fructose in the dressing. We'll come back with more of this. If you have a question, this is a great time to answer it or ask it. We have the answer. It's our last segment coming for the day, and we love talking to San Diego and the rest of the world. So this is a time to either call us at 855-DR-MITCH, which is 855-376-4824, or text us at 561-789-1588. 561-789-1588. Come on, AM 1170, the answer, 96.1. We want you to call us. Last segment, I'm Dr. Mitch. More crazy things that we do at CRN1 Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Mitch.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Do you dream of getting a full night's rest? I've been there until I tried MyPillow. My sleepless nights are gone, and I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever. You shouldn't have to adjust to your pillow. MyPillow adjusts to the shape you want and need. So toss those flat, worn-out pillows and let MyPillow change the way you sleep forever. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You've got nothing to lose. For a limited time, get four MyPillows. That's right, four for half the price. You get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. You've got nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code WINNER. That's promo code WINNER. MyPillow.com, use promo code WINNER, or call 800-513-3363. 800-513-3363.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com. Or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
Yes. Easing into a Sunday morning, talking to my friends worldwide, of course, on CRN One Talk Radio. And also to our friends all over San Diego, good morning. I know it's early for you, but if you're listening to AM 1170, The Answer, or 96.1 FM, you're welcome. And whatever your day has in store for you, I hope it's a great day and that you find some gratefulness within that day. I'm grateful to be here, that's for sure. Are you? Aren't you, sweetheart, too?
Yeah, of course. It's a beautiful day. It's nice to be spending it with you.
Yeah, same here. So In a few moments, if you want to rush and make this call, you can ask us any question on Look Good, Feel Good, Have Great Sex at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. And if you tend to miss the show or you caught the end or you're just picking it up and you want to, you know, answer a question, just ask a question. We'll handle it on our next time we're on. Just go to imconsult.us and you can leave us a message there. imconsult.us. We're talking about things that we do that are improper, can cause problems. One of them is, especially obviously for the women, do not sleep in a bra when you go to sleep at night. I know some women believe it gives them a little more support and it's a good idea, but they have found by study that it lowers your melatonin levels. Now, melatonin is produced by the pineal gland. Melatonin is what helps with the sleep-wake cycle. But you should also be aware that if you lower your melatonin levels, not only will you not sleep well, but simultaneously, you're going to increase risks of some ugly diseases. As a matter of fact, women who have low melatonin levels have 600 times the risk of breast cancer. So do not sleep in a bra and make sure that you're getting the proper amount of melatonin. In the same aspect, since we're talking about night and sleep, I know you love the room totally dark.
And, I can't sleep with any lights on.
And you're
crazy.
And you happen to be right. Even a nightlight. Now, you can imagine a nightlight, what is that, 15-watt bulb? It's nothing. They've done scientists with hamsters and made it very clear and shown, again, when you don't have when you have even a nightlight on, you're not going to make enough melatonin. And again, you know the consequences. But they found that hamsters that have been deprived, or I should not say deprived, but have been put a nightlight in the area, they get brain damage over time. And melatonin is also involved in the immune system and the immune response, as you see with the cancer thing that I said. So it's very, very important to make your room as dark as possible. Get to sleep prior to 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, the very, very latest. And make sure at some point in time you get salivary melatonin levels done, either at night before you go to bed, which is the best, or in the morning. Now, here's one that we're coming close to the end of the show that make me sick. You know, you go to a public bathroom, you know, you wash your hands afterwards. You're doing the right thing, right?
Right.
25% of the soap dispensers that they checked in public restrooms in the United States are contaminated with bacteria. Ew. So you're actually pouring bacteria on your hand. Now I'm thinking about, okay, we went to the movies last week. I used the soap dispenser. Ew.
But you always run to the bathroom, you know, wash your hands because you are a little bit of a germaphobe. And look, now you're probably making it worse. I think what we always do is we carry our little hand spray.
Yeah,
sanitizer,
yeah,
which is the natural one. And
I think that that's probably a good idea. Look, if you want a lot more of us, we'd like to have a lot more of you. We talk Look Good, Feel Good, and Have Great Sex on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 11 Pacific, which is 1 to 2 Eastern time. We'd love you to join us for that. And then if you're an early riser, if you're not an early riser, set your clock to wake you up. Use Alexa and say, Alexa, wake me up at 5 of 6 and listen to Dr. Mitch and Irina, the Dr. Mitch Show. So Sunday, 6 to 7, 9 to 10. And remember, if you have a question, just text us to imconsult.us. That's imconsult.us.
But also, this show is being replayed on Tuesdays.
Yeah, you can listen. Yeah. You go to our site. Until next time, everyone, God bless. I am Dr. Mitch Irina. God bless. Thank you for being with me. And I love you, Mom. We'll see you soon, folks. I am Dr. Mitch.
Enjoy.